There was a twist today in the long-standing effort to bring professional basketball back to Seattle. Investor Chris Hansen, who's trying to get an arena built in the Soto neighborhood, now says he doesn't need a major investment of public money. In 2012, Hansen struck a deal with the city and county to build the arena, only if he was able to first acquire a team. It called for the public to chip in $200 million in the form of municipal bonds. To learn more, I spoke with Seattle Times reporter Jeff Baker, who's been following this story closely, and he told me about the details of Hansen's new proposal.
The biggest element is that he's taken the public funding aspect off the table. He was going to get $200 million in bond funds, municipal bond funds, if he brought an NBA team here first. And now he says, we're going to forego that money. We'll go all private, make it an all-private investment, and we'll even kick in some money for transportation infrastructure, including an overpass over Lander Street. But in return, the city has to waive a couple of taxes, and those aren't insignificant taxes. But especially, the city's going to have to vacate a portion of Occidental Avenue South. And that avenue, that street, runs right through where Center Court would be at the new arena. So he absolutely has to have the street to build this arena. He tried to get it back in May. The council said no, they voted no. So in return, he absolutely would have to get this street so that he could start construction on the arena.
Some of the opposition to Hansen's previous arena proposal was focused on the city giving up that section of Occidental Avenue in Soto. So this new proposal would still require that. So given that, what opposition do you think still exists?
Well, the big opposition is the Port of Seattle, and that's not just, you know, one entity that comprises, you know, quite a few different entities. There's the Port of Seattle, and there's a bunch of unions that are behind them as far as maritime workers go. And their big concerns up to now have been traffic in the area and potential job losses because of increased traffic in the area. And, you know, we haven't seen what their reaction will be yet to this Chris Hansen proposal. I would assume that they probably wouldn't throw 100% of their backing behind it just yet, but that's just my take on it based on past statements. A lot of it's going to come down to whether or not the politicians that voted no the first time on Chris Hansen are ready to swing their vote based on the public funding aspect and not the port's arguments, because that Port of Seattle is a very powerful entity in this city, and they comprise a lot of other unions that are involved with them in this fight, and they could decide to make this really messy.
Well, we'll be tracking the response to his proposal here over the next few days. Looking at the sports angle of this, though, what ultimately do you think this all means for Seattle's chances of bringing back the Sonics?
I think those chances are a lot closer today than they were yesterday, just because he has put some political pressure now on Seattle City Council. So I think he increases his chances. I've always thought the Sonics were going to come back here eventually, and that really hasn't changed at all. You know, whether or not this is going to speed it up to where they will come back in a couple of years, I'm really not sure at this point. A lot of it's going to depend on, again, the opposition to this and how galvanized it really is. I honestly think it's probably closer today. I'm not prepared to say how much closer. I don't think it's a slam dunk by any stretch. I think there's still probably going to be some fight looming in the future.
Now that Hansen is coming back with this proposal saying he does not need public dollars to make this work, to go ahead with this proposal, isn't he just validating the belief out there among many people that citizens just should not be spending tax dollars on sports arenas?
Yeah, I mean, that's a growing trend around the country, and that's one reason why a lot of people now who seek public money for sports stadiums and arenas, they don't bother going through referendums. They really don't want to put it to a vote because, you know, time and again, when you do put it to a vote of the citizenry, including here in Seattle, the citizens tend to vote these things down. There's not a lot of public will out there to finance these projects, despite what you may hear from certain sports media. The reality just doesn't match up with that. And, you know, the word is the NBA doesn't like these kinds of things, and I'm sure that they don't like it to be all private. I don't think any sports league would. You'd love to have other people paying for your projects all the time. But as far as the public perception goes, there are a lot of people out there that really do not favor this. You know, taking this off the table does save Chris Hansen potentially quite a few political headaches. But, I mean, again, a lot of it's going to come down to that immediate neighborhood and whether or not the politicians really are ready to allow an arena to be built in the Port of Seattle's backyard if the port opposes it. Again, we don't know what the port's position is as of yet.
Jeff Baker is a sports enterprise and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times. He was telling us about the latest developments in Chris Hansen's effort to build a new arena in Soto. And we did hear from Port of Seattle Commissioner John Creighton this afternoon. He told the Times that getting all private funding changes nothing. He says traffic will still be an issue.